This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah wahdah. والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a most beautiful deen. And this deen which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, Allah has chosen it for us. Allah ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Allah has chosen, completed his favors upon you and has liked Islam as a way of life and a religion for you. This deen which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is so beautiful that it was not supposed only to last till Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time. It was supposed to be for humanity till the day of Qiyamah. And secondly, it is not only for a group of people, for a particular race. Allah has made this deen for the entire humanity till the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne hame behtareen deen ata farmaya, jo Allah ta'ala ne hamare liye chuna hai. Aur ye sirf Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki zamane tak mahdood nahi, ye tamam insaniyat ke liye Qiyamah tak hai. Ye deen, it is for the entire humanity till the day of Qiyamah. So that is why we find in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this deen, Quran hudal linnas. It is hidayat and guidance for humanity, not only for Muslims and only for Arabs or only for Indians or only for Pakistanis. No, hudal linnas. It is hidayat for the entire humanity. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kafatal linnas. He is sufficient for humanity. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki nubuwat sirf Arab tak mahdood nahi, tamam insaniyat ke liye qiyamat tak hai. So this deen is not only for a particular phase, particular time, particular people. It is for humanity till the day of qiyamat. Now the question is, if it is for humanity till the day of qiyamat, usko ponchayega kon? Who is going to make tabligh of it? Who is going to convey it? Who is going to take the responsibility of taking that message to humanity? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the final messenger. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam akhir nabi the. Now, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is khatme nabuwat, the seal of all prophets, the last of all prophets. Now, after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, who is going to take over this responsibility? It is a responsibility of every ummati. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke baad har ummati ki zimmedari hai ke Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke paigham ko lekar insaniyat tak pahunchaye. It is a responsibility of every ummati to take the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and propagate it to the entire humanity. That is why ye khatme nabuwat, the example of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the last of all prophets, is not only a matter of aqidah, is not only a matter of belief, it is a responsibility. Ye khatme nabuwat sirf aqidah nahi, ye ek zimmedari hai. That is why we find hum dekhte hain ke Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne hajjatul wida ke mauke par, in hajjatul wida Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, whoever ala fal yuballigh shahid minkum al ghaib, whoever is here, take my message and take it to people who are not here. جو یہاں پہ ہے حجت المعویدہ کے موقع پر جو یہاں پہ ہے وہ میرے پیغام غائب تک پہنچا دے. صحابہ اکرام کو دیکھو, یہ جو ہے وہ تاریخ کی ایک عجیب منظر ہے. اٹ از سچ این امیزنگ تھنگ آف ہسٹری. آفٹر دیٹ ہاؤ مینی صحابہ وینٹ آؤٹ, آؤٹ آف 120,000 صحابہ, آؤٹ آف 120,000 صحابہ ہو حجت الوداع, مینشن از میڈ دیٹ 20,000-25,000 اور مے بی ایون لیس آئی ان مکہ مدینہ. Otherwise, most of the Sahaba are buried outside Hijaz, outside Makkah and Medina. Wo kyun gaye? Why did they go? Only to propagate the message of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam peygham ko lekar jo hai na wo kahan tak pahunch gaye? Samarkand. Where is Samarkand? Samarkand is nowadays in Uzbekistan. Samarkand mein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke chacha zaid bhai Kuthum bin Abbas ki qabar hai. In Uzbekistan, in Samarkand, there is the qabr of Kuthum bin Abbas. Kuthum bin Abbas is the cousin of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can I tell you something amazing? It is made mention in the books of history that the last person in this ummah to touch the body of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Kuthum bin Abbas. Kuthum bin Abbas, char aadmiyon mein se wo tha jo Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko lekar apne Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke بدن اطہر کو لے کر قبر میں پہنچے. ہی واز اے پرسن ہو ٹک نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم باڈی ان دا قبر, اینڈ دے سے بیکاز ہی واز ینگ ہی واز دا لاسٹ پرسن ٹو کم اپ. ہی دیٹ کزن آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از بریڈ ان سمرقند. آئی وینٹ ٹو ہز قبر. مے بی اللہ تعالیٰ گیو می دا اپرچونیٹی ٹو گو ٹو ہز قبر ان سمرقند ان ازبیکستان. سبحان اللہ, ہی از بریڈ. آئی ریڈ ون سچویشن, ہی سیڈ ان دا ٹائم آف علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, علی رضی اللہ عنہ کے زمانے میں صحابہ بلوچستان تک پہنچے. دے کیم ٹو دا انڈو پاک سب کانٹیننٹ ان دا ٹائم آف علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. ان دا انڈو پاک سب کانٹیننٹ دے از اے پلیس نون ایز پنج گور. پانچ صحابہ وہاں پہ مدفون ہے. فائیو صحابہ آر بریڈ وے ان انڈو پاکستان نیئر یو نو ان بلوچستان. سبحان اللہ. گو فردر, کم فرام دیٹ پرٹیکولر وے ایسٹ ان نہاون. Nihawan is a place of a very great battle that took place between the Muslims and the Persian Empire in Iran. There, Nu'man bin Muqran and Amr bin Ma'di Karab, Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala ajma'in, are buried. In Shashtur, Bara ibn Malik, the brother of Anas ibn Malik, in Shashtur in Iran, he is buried. There are Sahaba buried in Chechnya. Abdurrahman al-Bahili is buried in Chechnya. Subhanallah. Go further, you will find that in Turkey, come the side more, you will find Turkey, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 80 saal ki umar mein unhone jihad kiya. 80 years he made jihad. And he told the people, bury me in the last place where the Muslims go, so that I can say I went for tabligh. I went to go and propagate the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala's cover is part of Istanbul. Why did they go? To propagate the message of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jordan. I went once to Jordan. I went to the qabrs of different people. In Muta, which is on the Jordan-Saudi Arabia border, Zayd ibn Haritha, the adopted son of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jafar bin Abi Talib, the cousin of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdullah bin Rawaha, the poet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, buried. Then you go furthermore towards the Syrian border in Jordan, you will find that Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, buried. And then you go furthermore, you go Darar bin Azwar, the marksman of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go on the hill of Jordan, you find Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, also amazing. Mu'adh ibn Jabal ko pehle Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Yemen ki taraf bheja. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to Yemen to go and give the call of Islam. When he was going, he started crying. And why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also cried? Why they cried? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَعَلَّكَ تَمُرُّ بِمَسْجِدِي وَقَبْرِي عَذَا. Oh Muaz, next time you come to my masjid, you come to my qabr. Ab aindah jab aoge, to mere masjid ko dekhoge, mere qabr ko dekhoge, mujhe nahi dekhoge. You will find my qabr, you will find my masjid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started crying. فَبَكَى مُعَاذٌ خَسَفًا لِفِرَاقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ. He started crying out of the separation from Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He came back after Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away. He stayed in Medina. Afterwards, Umar radiallahu anhu sent him to Syria. There he passed away. Go further, go into Palestine. They also, alhamdulillah, had the opportunity of going. Shaddad ibn Aus radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried right next to Masjid Aqsa. Shaddad ibn Aus radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Ubadah ibn Samit, two Sahaba are buried just outside Masjid Aqsa. Go to Damascus, you find Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Khalid bin Walid, Fazl bin Abbas, and these are buried where? In Syria. Subhanallah. Go to Iraq, Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman, buried in Iraq. And then if you go furthermore, you go to North Africa, you will find Sahaba buried right into Cairo and Fustat and further going into, subhanallah, Al Jazeera and where and where. Where? Why did they go? Where you get? Why did they all go? They went to go and propagate the message of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For us to learn, this is our responsibility to take the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to people. Hum ya junubi Africa mein pata nahi 300 saal tak hai humne tabligh nahi, we haven't showed the people of this country the message, huh? Alhamdulillah, we see now people who are from the indigenous community who are with us, but we still got a responsibility to show it to the people. Out of all the good things we have done in South Africa, one weakness, we have not been able to do tabligh the way we are supposed to do it. Yeh hamari kamzori hai. This is our weakness. Nevertheless, by doing tabligh, tabligh se, hum Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki sunnat ko ada kar rahe hain. We are fulfilling the sunnat of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go into Mina, and there used to be people who used to come to Mina. They used to come for Hajj. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go and tell them, Ya ayyuhan nas qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Oh people, say la ilaha illallah tuflihu, you will be successful. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam jaakar jo hai logon ko batate the. Yahan tak ke Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam par takleef aayi. They used to persecute him. Uqba bin Abi Mu'id put an intestine on the back of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Harif bin Harith bin Himadi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became a Muslim later on. He said, I came to Makkah. Main ek din Makkah mein aaya. تو میں نے کیا ماجرا دیکھا میں نے کیا دیکھا کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لوگوں کو کیا رہتے ہیں یا ایو الناس قولوا لا الہ الا اللہ تفلحوا اس کے پیچھے ایک آدمی تھا تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو پتھر مار رہا تھا he was throwing stones at نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم throwing sand at نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was bruised ظہر کے وقت آیا تو ایک بچی آیا one small girl came and she came and gave نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم water. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank the water. Through the water there was blood. Khun nikla. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki muh se. And that was Hazrat Zainab, the eldest daughter of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She started crying. Ye mere abba ke sath kya ho raha hai? What is happening to my father? She started crying. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Beti, fikr na karo. Oh my daughter, don't worry. Allah Ta'ala will take this deen of yours and propagate it through them, all the corners of the world. Allah Ta'ala will propagate and see to it that your deen and your father's deen is throughout the world." Aaj jo hai na hum Junubi Africa mein baithe hue Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke deen ko lekar, ye kiski karishma hai? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's da'wah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we do it, we are fulfilling the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is our responsibility. When we do da'wah, we are fulfilling the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہر طرح سے لوگوں کو جو ہے نا اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف بلاتے تھے. عبداللہ ابن السلام, یا اللہ, عبداللہ ابن السلام واز اے جوئش اسکالر, ریبائی, یہودی کے عالم تھا عبداللہ ابن السلام. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مدینہ میں آئے. ہی کیم اینڈ ہی سیڈ, ہی تھاٹ اینڈ ہی سیڈ, آئی ہیو آلویز ریڈ ان آور اسکرپچرز دیٹ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دیر از اے لاسٹ پروفٹ آف اللہ از کمنگ. So when I heard that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming to Medina and he is telling people that he is the last prophet, let me go and see him. To maine jaakar Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko dekha, maine kaha kya wo kya leke aaya, kya paigham hai. To what an amazing thing he said. He said, maine dekhte hi kaha ki ye Allah taala ke nabi hai, ye jhoota ho hi nahi sakta, ye kazzab ho hi nahi sakta. They say, the moment I set my eyes on him, I said, this is a Nabi of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's appearance was calling people towards the truth. And he said, when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the first words in Medina Munawwara, which I heard, when I saw and I heard this, I said, he's a Nabi of Allah. I became a Muslim. What did he tell people? Ya ayyuhan nas, ya ayyuhan nas, O people, you feed people. Ya ayyuhan nas, atimu ta'am, feed the poor. Atimu ta'am, logo ko khana kilao. Wasilul arham, rishtidari nibao. Keep close with your relatives. Wasallu bil layli wan nasu niyam, afshu salam, spread the salam amongst you. Salam ko pilao. And read salat while people are sleeping. تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِالسَّلَامِ You will enter into Jannah most peacefully. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam says, I heard that, I became a Muslim. This is how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Da'wah is something that is offensive. It is not a defensive. Hum kab tak jo hai na, we will not, how kab tak jo hai na wo difa karte rahenge? You can't always only do, you know, defense. This is what we are doing. Islam ye nahi, Islam ye nahi, Islam ye nahi, Islam is not this, Islam is not this, Islam hai kya fair? Aaj jaakar logon ko batao Islam kya hai? All the time we are telling people what Islam is not, we're not telling people what Islam is. And psychologically, if you are only defending, you can't move. You can't progress. You progress when you go and tell people. Anyone knows, you play a soccer game, you only defend, you're going to lose. Together with defense, you go to have attack. Some people, they only do defense, they're losing nowadays. So when you go, you have to be attacking. Then only you're going to win. So hum kab tak jo hai difaqar? Dawah is psychologically, it protects, it revises, it revitalizes. Dawah ke zariye se ab aage ja rahe hain. Aur jo hai na hum dawah nahi kar rahe, that's why hum piche hat rahe hain. So this is something that we have to keep in mind. And the greatest things with regard to dawah is to call people towards Almighty Allah. Kul hadhihi sabili adu ila Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko Allah Taala ne kaha, aap logon ko bataiye. Hadhihi sabili, ye mere sabil hai, ye mere tariqa hai. Logon ko Allah Taala ki taraf bulana. Call people towards Allah. This is my way. Tell people this is my way. Calling people towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But ajeeb, ajeeb, we don't know the far-reaching consequences of dawah. Dawah ki bahut dur, dur nataij hote. Tufail bin Amr ad-Dawsi, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke paas aaye. Dawas ki kabile mein se tha. He was from the Dawas tribe. Ajeeb waqia. What an amazing waqia. So when he came to Makkah, they told him, don't listen to Muhammad. Muhammad ka baat bilkul mat suno. He is gone astray. Aliyadu billah, aliyadu billah. He is taking people away from the religion of their forefathers. So Tufail bin Amr ad-Dawsi came to Makkah. He put a cotton wool in his ears. Taake main Muhammad ki baat ko na sunau. To wo jab tawaf kar rahe the, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reading Quran one side. To Tufail bin Amr ad-Dawsi tawaf karte karte unke zehen mein aaya, main to ek shair aadmi hoon. Main to ek zehin aadmi hoon. He said, I'm a poet. I know what is right and wrong. I know what is right and wrong. Let me go and listen to Muhammad. I'll be able to distinguish what is right and one wrong. He came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam after he made tawaf. And he said, Muhammad, people of Makkah told me I must not listen to you. Makkah ke logon ne kaha ki aapka bilkul baat ka main na sunau. Lekin main sunna chahta hoon. Aap bataiye ki aapka kya paigham hai? To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam read, Qul huwallahu ahad. Qul a'udhu bil falaq. Qul a'udhu bin nas, he became a Muslim. To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne unse kaha, ke jao apne logon ko Islam ki tabligh karo. Dawas ke logon ko Islam ki tabligh karo. So he went back to Dawas. He went to go and give them da'wat. They didn't accept Islam. So he came back. Ek martaba wapas aaya. So when he came back, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kya? So maine tabligh ki. Lekin unhone nahi mana. So they didn't listen. So then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted up his hand. तो लोगों ने कहा कि हो सकता है कि बिकॉज ही सेड दे डिडंट लिसन टू मी नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम विल मेक बद्दुआ अगेंस्ट देम बद्दुआ करेंगे उनके खिलाफ नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने क्या कहा अल्लाहुम्मा हदी दोस वाती बिहिम या अल्लाह दोस को मेरे तरफ लाओ और उनको हिदायत दो 7 हिजरी में आफ्टर हिजरी अब तुफैल बिन अमर अद-दौसी केम अगेन
to Medina with his people. Not Lot, but some of them people. Aur unme se kaun tha? Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Huraira, who narrated over 5,000 hadith from Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this person from those who came in the beginning stages of Islam, came and gave people da'wat, and from that, after da'wat, comes Abu Huraira. Till now, you and I will read every book of hadith, Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, and Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira says, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who gave him that da'wat? One person gave him da'wat. Through that, look at how Islam has spread. You give someone da'wat, you tell someone something good, he might spread it. You don't know where that will go, you will get the reward. Tufail bin Amr ad-Dawsi went to and give his people da'wat. Abu Huraira Musliman hue. Uske baad dekho kitne jo hain wo barakat. And how much barakat? This is the benefit of da'wah, my dear respected brothers. We don't know. And if you don't do da'wat, look at what happened in Spain. If they didn't do da'wat, 9 centuries of Islamic rule went because there was no da'wah. To my dear respected brothers, da'wah is a responsibility. Hum sab milkar ye jo hai na ahd kare ke is zimmedari ko nibhayenge inshallah. We take an oath and we take a commitment, inshallah we are going to spread this deen. This is our deen, ye hamara deen hai. Usko hum aage phailayenge inshallah. Aur da'wat ke zariye se ye hamari zimmedari bhi hai, and we will be fulfilling a responsibility which Allah Ta'ala says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of people which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has brought forth for humanity. تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. You command people to do good and you prevent them from evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us realize our responsibility and fulfill it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.